Hello and welcome back to Microbe Talk. It's the last episode of the year, so I've got together with Katie and Adam to talk through our favourite moments of podcasting in 2023. My name's Claire, I'm the Communications and Media Officer.
Hello everyone, I am Adam, I'm the Content and Engagement Manager here at the Society.
Hi everyone, I'm Katie, I'm the Policy and Engagement Officer at the Society.
Cool. Oh, that's exciting. Cool. I wanted to go through like favourite podcasting moments of the year. Katie is a good one to start off with. You had a busy year. You launched the Knocking Out AMR project. What's your favourite moment of those kind of AMR podcasts?
Well, I think my favourite AMR podcast was actually the first one, which was, I think it was in February. It might have been January, actually, the Bacteriophages podcast. So it wasn't about the project, but it was about an inquiry we responded to about the antimicrobial potential of bacteriophages. So bacteriophages are basically viruses that can only infect bacteria. So they're trying to use them to treat diseases. So you can kind of treat people with bacteriophages and they'll kill all the bacteria that are infecting the patient without killing their human cells. So it's just a really interesting way that kind of microbiologists are trying to tackle AMR. And it was off the back of an inquiry and we had a lot of members contribute. It was one of the biggest inquiries I've done in terms of member engagement. And it was just a really interesting topic. Martha Clokey was the guest we had on, and she's since then launched the first UK phage research centre in the UK. And she also actually gave evidence about bacteriophages in Parliament. So I just really enjoyed that podcast because, yeah, I feel like a lot of work led up to it in terms of the inquiry. And there were also quite a lot of nice things coming out the other side of it. I got to go and attend the launch of the Phage Centre. It was great to see that Martha was in Parliament giving evidence. She also did a piece for our magazine about bacteriophages. So yeah, I think that was probably my favourite podcast that I've done this year.
Yeah, bacteriophages are such an interesting, weird part of science. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Professor Chloe James about that one as well when we were talking about AMR. And my first question was just like, but why don't we just chuck them all in? Why is it complicated? I don't understand. Like, just put the viruses in to kill the bacteria. I don't get it. Mm. And it's surprisingly a lot more complicated than that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what made it so interesting because I was the same. Like, I was very much not an expert in the slightest when I started working on that project. But it was just great to like hear all the members discussing it together because it is so complicated that there's so many different policy regulations and like safety considerations and also lots of different opinions as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was just quite an interesting podcast because even though it seems like an obvious fix like to AMR, which is such a huge problem, yeah. It actually is really complicated and it is just interesting to kind of pick apart the different reasons why people think we should and people think we shouldn't use them. And yeah, it's quite like a dynamic field, I guess, at the moment. Like there's loads happening and it's constantly moving. So I feel like we'll probably have to do an update on that podcast maybe next year because things are just constantly changing.
That would be fun. Do a little like check-in, like bacteriophages, where yeah. are they now?
Yeah, because it's impossible to keep up. It's a full-time job, I swear, keeping up with all the changes in like regulation, science, all that stuff. But anyways, that's probably one of my highlights and it was right at the beginning of the year. What about you guys?
I think one of the things I really enjoy about our podcast is it's a range and it's very broad. So I took over the podcast to talk about kind of dyslexia in microbiology. And one thing that I suppose we need to say is just thank you everyone who is willing to contribute to the podcast because mm-hmm. it's just so amazing to have members' voices kind of leading the podcast. So I spoke to John Monarch and he just kind of discussed his journey whilst having dyslexia and how he can kind of tackle his issues. And he was able to give brilliant advice to people. And I'm someone who has dyslexia as well. So it was just really interesting to hear from a scientist point of view. And the fact that he's got so involved with the society, he's an editor and yeah, it was just a brilliant, brilliant conversation. And I was just really pleased to be a part of it.
Yeah, especially being able to kind of approach it from your own experience as well.
Absolutely.
Because I remember, Adam, you said you were like quite perplexed, weren't you, when you first kind of spoke to John, like as to how he was able to go about it with all the reading.
Yeah, absolutely. So I from my point of view, I don't come from a scientific background. So, you know, I see it in a quite a simple term as like you, being a scientist and having dyslexia is just, I wouldn't even know where to start with that. And he just clearly is created everything in place that he needs to just make his life easy. And he's now at the point where he can kind of support other people that may have dyslexia or are struggling in the academia side of science. So it was brilliant chat.
Yeah, and I think that's also brings me on to, like, you mentioned as well thanking everyone who takes part, and every single time I do a podcast I'm so in awe about the expertise of the guests that we have on the podcast, the way that they are such like they've got such a good knowledge base that they're able to just like make like answer questions, recall information, and explain things so well. And I think we're so, so lucky to be able to talk to those people. It's like the best part of my job. I love it so much.
Yeah,
absolutely. And like our podcasts are one way that we can try and tell our stories and tell the messages. And, you know, you couldn't do it unless we were getting the top notch kind of expertise that we're getting. And yeah, it's a really nice thing to have this podcast.
We are just so lucky that we get to speak to these people
on
a regular basis, like people that are like kind of leading in their field. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, and I think my favorite part of podcasting this year was it was a whole kind of, so normally I talk a lot about kind of promoting our journals content, and I've spoken to some really, really interesting people about that. Like, shout out to David Walker Zunderhauf, a podcast about CRISPR-Cas9 as a kind of method to tackle AMR. That was a really interesting podcast, and that was based on a publication in microbiology. But another one sort of stemmed from Fizz, and I spoke to Elaine Cloutman Green, and she was just like she was exactly that. She was just so kind of interested in everything that she works towards. You can tell that this isn't just a job for her, it's like it's her life. She absolutely loves it. So it was, I could have sat and spoken to Elaine for literally hours. She was so interesting and so funny and so nice, and it was really good. Even though there was planes flying over and ruining my audio that I had to like spend hours like trying to remove a plane noise, it was just really fun and really interesting. And it's quite good to promote events as well. I think we couldn't have this podcast without talking about annual conference. We're already thinking about annual conference 2024, but Adam, you did so much during annual conference 2023. What was your favourite bits?
I did. So I was tasked with interviewing as many members as I could in those 4 days. And we talked to the prize lecturers. We talked about AMR. We talked about our champion scheme. We talked to journal editors. And again, it's for me, I'm just always so happy with how pleased people are to talk about these topics. They are just so willing to chat about it and so passionate that it kind of makes my life easy. So I've got lots and lots of interviews I need to get through, and hopefully everyone will be seeing them on our social channels throughout next year.
Awesome. And Katie, you also ran the policy event at annual conference.
Yeah. So it was the first time we had like an entire session just about policy. And it was great. It was really well attended. We had people come and speak from like the research side, but also from the pure policy side. So like non-scientists that had nothing to do with science. So I think that was quite helpful actually, because I feel like it's easy to become like super focused on your research area. But it was nice to have someone like from a completely different world talk about like how to maximize your impact within policy specifically. We also had some kind of early career members speak about how they've got involved in policy, which I think was quite inspiring. And yeah, it was great. There were lots of people coming up and asking questions afterwards. And I think it's going to be more of a regular fixture, hopefully, having some kind of policy presence at annual conference. Yeah, and there was a podcast as well that Claire and I did about that policy session. And that was a fun podcast, actually, because it was a slightly different format. It was much more informal. But I feel like it worked well because we got to just chat to people about straight after the session about how they found it.
Was that the annual conference podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favourites. I enjoyed that. It's just you two just running around going, talk to us. It was really
fun. Yeah, it was good.
Because that's also... I also recorded a podcast annual conference with Oliver Seven. And he does loads for us, doesn't he? I think you spoke to him, Adam, didn't you? And I think
I got an interview of Ollie.
Yeah, he's so lovely. So I sat down with him. So Oliver comes from an industry academic background originally, but then moved into industry. So it was really nice. We just found a little back room in the like depths of the, was it the ICC? That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it the ICC?
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we found a little room in the depths of the ICC and just sat down and just talked about all things about careers. And I really loved that one as well because it was just sitting down and having a bit of a conversation, a really honest conversation about careers. And obviously he's a lovely guy as well. So he's really easy to talk to. Yeah.
I find that he articulates kind of how important our events are, particularly annual conference, for industry in terms of connecting with the membership. And he talks about just kind of keeping up to date with latest trends as well. So I think for kind of industry members, it's a valuable experience, the annual conference.
Yeah, and then, I mean, industry collaboration didn't just stop at that this year as well. Adam and I were... so lucky to go to visit BactoBio. It was really great to visit members where they're working and find out the stuff that they're doing. And we managed to have a full tour of their lab. And of course, it was to make a video. How did you find doing that, Adam? What was it like?
Yeah, so to put into a bit more context, the collaboration with BactoBio was kind of part of our AMR project. And it was just amazing to see the work they're doing and to see, basically, I think the thing I took from it is that everyone we spoke to, they just want to collaborate with everyone and anyone they can. So the video, if you want to see it, it's on our YouTube channel. But it's...
Link in the description.
Seamless. yeah, I think that... Yeah, we are. From what I hear from when I've interviewed people, people really are passionate about collaboration, not just in the UK, obviously internationally as well. And BactoBio is a clear example of people that want to reach out and they want to work with other people.
Yeah. And it was a great video as well.
Thanks.
And then I suppose like talking about collaboration brings me on really nicely to talk about like One Health, Katie, who had some really big kind of names coming in to talk about collaboration, specifically EU's Horizon and the UK being back involved in that again.
Yeah, it was a bit daunting actually, but I think it definitely paid off. We had Sir Paul Nurse on the podcast. So he's a Nobel laureate. He was the former president of the Royal Society. And he's just a hugely influential person, like within microbiology, but also science more broadly. And it was to chat about how we officially rejoined Horizon Europe, which is the EU funding programme for research and innovation. So that was in September. And there'd essentially been years of delays and like negotiations since Brexit about whether we would be reassociating and how it would work. But we have reassociated now. So it was great to chat to him just about like collaboration in science, talk a little bit about the work that he oversees at the Francis Crick. So he's the director of the Francis Crick Institute. It was just so inspiring to chat to someone of such huge influence. And he was so nice as well, and really easy to talk to. And he's done a few things for the society in the past too. So it was just great to kind of reach out to him. And yeah, it was a really good podcast, I think. And yeah, that was one of a series we did, which was just about, were about, all about collaboration.
You had Hilary Lappin-Scott, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So Hilary used to be the president of the Microbiology Society. She's now the president of the Federation of European Microbiological Societies. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Huge name.
But yeah, again, she was really lovely. She spoke to me about her career so far. She's had a really interesting career, and not the most traditional career, which I think is also quite inspiring, because she was really open about how she didn't really know what she wanted to do. Like, it's not like she was born and knew she wanted to be a microbiologist, which is how it seems sometimes, I think. But yeah, again, it was just a really nice conversation. Yeah, it was great.
I think that's always, like, it's so easy, I think, to get really stressed about speaking to these kinds of people who are just so clever, so good at their jobs. Like, it would be really easy to be kind of quite intimidated. Mm-hmm. But then within the first few minutes of talking to someone, you're just like, oh, they're a person. Yeah. They're a person too. And they just want to chat. Definitely. And it's lovely.
Yeah. And I feel like, because most of the time anyway, or everyone I've come across just has an appreciation for what the society does anyway. So they're just keen to get involved and like to help us in any way they can. So I feel like it's always like a really positive attitude in the room.
Okay. So I suppose it brings nicely over to the final question. What are you two most looking forward to next year? Adam, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, sure. So I've got lots and lots to look forward to. First things first is that I'm going to be creating the opening video to annual conference, which will then kind of end up on our website. And that's going to be titled We Are the Microbiology Society. But there's lots of ongoing things that I'm excited about. We've just launched our publishing fundamentals, which is essentially just questions that people need answering before they submit anything to our journals, which is going to be useful, because we hear quite a bit about people having questions, quite simple questions like how to do a good title, what abstracts to add and things like that. So that's going to be a real kind of big project for me. And also just going up and down the country and documenting projects we're funding, particularly for our champion scheme, and just basically giving people the promotion that they deserve for the projects they're doing.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Very much looking forward to that video, because it was the talk of the town at annual conference 2023, your opening video. So I'm looking forward to you topping that. That's gonna be good. Katie, what are you looking forward to? You've got big projects. You're so busy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we just recently, well, in October, so not so recently right now, but we just launched the Knocking Out Antimicrobial Resistance, or Knocking Out AMR project. And it's essentially a cross-society project looking at developing or supporting the development of solutions to antimicrobial resistance. It's really exciting. We've already had a lot of members and non-members express their interest, and we've just been speaking to loads of different organizations that are also working on it in AMR about how we can kind of collaborate in 2024. We're gearing up to these workshops in January, which will hopefully be a really good place for us to identify areas where we can have the most impact as a society. So yeah, I feel like that's probably going to be what I'm working on most next year. But it's really exciting, and we've never really done a project like this before. So yeah, we can kind of shape it how we want to, which is great. So probably the Knocking Out AMR project is what I'm most excited for. What about you, Claire?
Yeah, I think the thing that I'm like most looking forward to next year is annual conference, actually. I think having... So we have submissions for annual conference, posters, talks, and we press release some of those submissions. So I'm really looking forward to going through, finding out, you know, all of the, you know, latest research that our members are doing, and reading through those and being able to talk to those members to press release their projects. speaking to members and speaking to people who are just so passionate about what they do is my favourite part of my job. I just really love talking to everybody and being able to promote the amazing work that they do, both within our journals or outside of that. It's just a real pleasure.
I was just going to say that hearing just both of you talk about the projects that we've got going on, I got a little bit of a wave of excitement because we are busy and it's very, very exciting and there's big things on its way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next year is going to be great. I think this year was fantastic. Building on the momentum that we've made this year, I'm really excited to see it. And I'm looking forward to publishing more podcasts with you guys. I think it's a great tool. And thank you so much to everyone who listens to our podcasts. We really enjoy making them. We really hope you enjoy listening to them. And we will see you next year. You've been listening to Microbe Talk. My name's Claire.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Adam.
Thank you for listening to this podcast and our podcast throughout 2023.
If you like this episode, please leave a like or a comment or follow us wherever you're listening.
If you're interested in anything we talked about today, please look into the description where all the links will be.